Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast. I'm your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law. Thank you for tuning in. In this second week of June, we are continuing with our theme, which is business succession planning. And today we are going to talk about trusts and your estate plan. So what I find, probably like 5 times out of 10, or half, or never been good at maths. Anyway, quite often is that people come to me and they say to me, oh yeah, we have a family trust. They don't know when it was established, how it was established. They have no idea where the trust deed is. They're not sure who is the trustee, who is the pointer, who's the principal, is there a corporate trustee? They just don't have any idea because they're very well-meaning accountant, and shout out to all my accountant friends listening, very well-meaning accountant, you know, established the trust and then kind of left the client to it. And the only time that it's really dealt with would be purchasing property or at tax time. Very, very common scenario that I see all the time. The biggest misconception that people have is that trust is your personal, it's your personal asset in terms of your estate plan. It's not. A trust is its own entity by law and is definitely considered its own entity by the taxation office. It's its own entity. So you have to look at it as like your estate plan is just things that are in your personal name, which is usually principal places of residence, super, shares, that kind of thing. And then a trust is its own little entity. You control it, you probably benefit from it, but it's not actually something that you can gift in your will. You can't gift trust assets in your will. So then begs the question, what do you do, okay, with this trust? The first thing that I always like to do is have a look at the trust deed. So the trust deed dictates the terms of the trust, and in particular dictates the control of the trust, and that is the most important thing. So the trustee is the person, or sometimes it can be a corporation, proprietary company, that controls the trust, deals with its day-to-day management, signs things, deals with the accounting, does everything. It's just the administrator of the trust. So that's one thing. You have to look at the control mechanism in there. So the kind of things that I look for are how a trustee is appointed, what happens when a trustee dies, what happens when a trustee becomes incapacitated. And I also look at whether there's a corporate trustee. So lots of people will come to me not realizing that they have a corporate trustee and that they are director and secretary of that corporate trustee and hold the shareholding. So in that occasion, we need to then take a step back and look at the control of the company and who takes control of the company. Regardless of what the trustee says about, you know, kind of automatic succession, I always make a direction in your will. And that is because I want it to be crystal clear about what you want to happen. And also, if a direction of the will is required, it's there. You know, I'm not leaving this up to chance. I'm putting a direction in there about particularly the trustee, but also the appointer and the principal. So the appointer or the principal is the person that appoints the trustee. It usually is one and the same, the trustee and the appointer, if the individuals are the same people. If it's a corporate trustee, it'll be the director of that corporate vehicle is the appointer or the principal in the trust deed. So I ensure that I have directions about them. And most of the time, the trust deed will allow the appointer or the principal to appoint someone new in their will. I see that quite often in trust deeds. Trust deeds are a funny one because you expect them all to be the same, but they're not. Sometimes I'll get trust deeds, you know, across my desk from the 1970s, quite old, or I'll get ones that are relatively new and they're all a little bit different. But the absolute most common feature I find is that my client knows nothing within the trust deed. They've never seen the trust deed and they have no idea what's in there. So it's a nice refresher. Now, if your trust is kind of connected to your business, it's obviously really important that you look at that succession planning as a whole. The other thing that people quite often aren't aware of is that spouses are included as the beneficiaries of a family trust. Now, this is very different to a testamentary trust, which we can create under the will. This is about a family trust, you know, it's bloodline. So it's quite an interesting discussion I have with people as to the actual terms of the trust deed. We can look at doing variations to the trust deed now if you'd like to. And an important one, which is probably the gold standard, would be to appoint a backup or an alternate in the variation so that you don't have to leave it to your will. It's one that we quite often do. But as I said, the number one starter is to get a copy of the trust deed, have a read of it, and then figure out how it works with your business succession planning. That's all I had for today, actually, about trusts and your estate plan. If you have any questions or you feel like I missed anything that you are like, oh, what about this, Lydia? Feel free to book a free consultation on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, or you can email me, Lydia, L-I-D-I-A, at vicarlaw.com.au. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, I'm super excited. We are having our special guest, Scott McNeil of Gibson McNeil Lawyers, to talk about selling a business and also getting his view on business succession planning from the commercial lawyer side. He's a commercial lawyer as opposed to an estates kind of lawyer like me. So I think that'll be a really good discussion, and I hope that you tune in. In the meantime, have a great week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.